The Traveler's Journal, March 22nd, basking on France's Atlantic coast. In 1854, Emperor Napoleon III and Princess Eugenie fell in love with a fishing village of Biarritz on France's southwest corner. Their attention transformed it into a glittering playground for monarchs and moguls. Biarritz's fortunes faded following World War II, and today its grand hotels and casinos are sad shadows of their former selves. But the area's natural beauties are undiminished. Long white tip breakers roll across the Bay of Biscay and crash on sandy strands, which in summer are littered with sleek bronze bodies. And a few miles further south, towards the Spanish-Basque border, another quaint French town has retained every scintilla of its charm. With its fine, well-maintained harbor-front houses, Saint-Jean-de-Luz is easily the most attractive resort in this corner of France. The only natural harbor for miles, it's been a busy port for centuries, with a colorful history of pirates, whalers, and royal grandeur. In 1660, Louis XIV married Maria Theresa of Spain here, a lavish affair that still echoes in the town's best buildings. But Saint-Jean never let its glories go to its head, nor compromise its authenticity. Few places so small and self-effacing offer quite so many pleasures. It has a casino and spa, but delightfully low-key. Though decidedly French, its many small restaurants lean to Spanish Basque ingredients. One can spend all day on a pierside patio, sipping wine and watching lazy sailboats bob in the bay. It's the sort of offbeat beach escape that never goes out of style. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.
You'll find a world of travel resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.